You are Alyssa, right?
The specter nodded, but said nothing. Jaw-dropping, Harper stood. The full moon cast beams sparkling through the mist now enveloping her. Inching backward, she spun and gazed at the forest, as the dense blue haze consumed the pathway and woods in both directions. A wave of panic sent an icy chill prickling down her back, raising the tiny hairs on her neck. On instinct, she splayed her hands and reached for her face. Running fingers over her cheeks, she dug her nails into her skin and immediately felt a stab of pain, confirming whatever transpired around her was real. Her mind tossed about possibilities that would explain the situation. Locking on the first thought that made sense, she squinted, then whispered, Am I dead? Alyssa shook her head. No, I assure you, you're quite alive. Drawing in a long breath, she whooshed it out in relief.
Then what?
How? I'm so sorry, Harper. I never considered my energy could stimulate your psyche. Or that you even had the slightest bit of extrasensory perception to awaken. Tentatively reaching toward the apparition, Harper grazed her fingers over the nebulous, translucent image. Feeling a sense of icy cold, she snatched back her hand. Please don't be afraid. Surely you know I won't hurt you. Alyssa's forehead wrinkled.
Dear God, you look so much like Emily.
Still shivering, Harper tensed her muscles to ease the sensation.
At first glimpse, my thoughts flashed to your sister. Was she hurt or in danger? For a moment, I couldn't breathe, until I realized the image had to be you.
I swear I never meant to scare you. Alyssa gazed beyond Harper toward Wyatt. I've been trying to break through my brother's walls for months, each time with increasing energy. But his last tour in Afghanistan damaged him so profoundly, he locked his emotion deep inside.
Oh my gosh, Wyatt!
Whirling, Harper stared through the dense blue mist. Was he somehow frozen in time? He sat still on the bench, an arm draped over the backboards and his head tilted toward his lap, while he gazed into emptiness.
What's wrong with him?
Harper returned her gaze to Alyssa.
He hasn't moved, and he's staring at or into nothing.
In a sense, he is frozen. She waved a hand, and the mist encircling him cleared. Even before my death, I knew Wyatt suffered far more than he let on. I'd hoped Duke would help him break through the pain.
He really loves that dog. Initially, because the pup came from you. But lately, I think Duke provides him with the only friendship and love he allows in his life.
Smiling, Alyssa glanced at Wyatt, then back to Harper. I'm glad. I'd hoped Duke could help him heal, but now I understand that healing Wyatt's heart will take much more than a dog. As much as I've tried to break through his consciousness, Wyatt's awareness lives only in the present. He can't accept the past. His loss. Which paralyzes his future. Until he destroys the demons haunting him, he simply can't move forward.
Harper shook her head. I certainly don't claim to understand how the spirit world works. Hell, until I met Emily, I held no stock in the premise at all. But why me? Why can I suddenly see you, talk to you, while Wyatt, your own flesh and blood, sits trapped on another plane?
Alyssa smiled. I'm only learning how this phantom realm interacts with the living. So far, I've discovered the ability to communicate with spirits runs within bloodlines. Clearly, Emily's gift developed more fully than mine or Wyatt's, but the ability exists within his heart. She shifted her gaze from her brother to Harper. And apparently, so does yours.